Proclamation number 8504 of 21st of May, 1963. God's justice demands atonement for guilt. I am a good and just God. My love for my living creations is immeasurable, and I would like to make all of them happy and give them the highest happiness because love urges me to do so. But since I am supremely perfect, I myself must also move in my order from eternity. All signs of my perfection must be recognizable, and therefore also my justice must prove my perfection, which therefore also sets limits to my exceedingly great love, which I would like to prove to all my creatures. I cannot make a being happy that has become sinful because this would contradict my righteousness. Therefore my love is bound to my eternal law. It can only make the perfect happy to the extent that I want the being to be indescribably happy. I can certainly grant mercy for justice by helping the being that has become sinful that it becomes free of its sins. But the will to do so must come from the being itself. It must be aware of its guilt of sin and desire to become free of it, and it must ask for help to do so. Thus I cannot release the being from its guilt against its will, nor can I make it happy with my love until my justice has been satisfied, for which the being itself must be willing. Many of the spiritual beings called into life by me are transgressed against me. They had become sinful, and barriers were imposed on my endless love because my justice did not allow love to work as before, that it therefore immeasurably blessed the beings. And therefore these beings would have been eternally banished from my flow of love if my justice had not been satisfied, which, however, the beings themselves were unable to do, which they were completely incapable of doing due to their resistance to my strength of love, in which their great sin consisted. Nevertheless, the atonement had to be carried out according to the law of divine order if the beings were ever to be able to be permeated by my love again, thus to be made happy. And this work of atonement was accomplished by the man Jesus out of love for me and for humanity, whose wretched state he recognized and wanted to remedy by virtue of his love. My justice was thereby satisfied, and my love was now able to come forth and turn towards the beings which once had gone out from me and prepare a beatitude for them again which only I myself as the eternal love can bestow upon them, but which also makes every being immeasurably happy. Due to the former sin of apostasy from me, a restriction of my love was imposed on me on the part of the one who became sinful. Because I do not give love power to it against the will of a being. And even if it gives up its resistance, it must first have become free of its sin guilt to be allowed to receive my love again, because this requires justice, which belongs to my perfect nature, and because I eternally cannot overturn the law of order, which is founded in my perfection. The man Jesus fulfilled the law. He lived entirely in divine order, but he also saw the way of life of his fellow human beings, which was completely against the law of divine order, and he took all their guilt of sin upon his shoulders and offered me such an unheard of sacrifice to redeem the guilt of sin of all that had once fallen, and I accepted this sacrifice. I was satisfied with it as compensation for the immeasurable guilt, which the beings that had fallen away from me and then also the human beings had loaded upon themselves. I accepted the sacrifice of the man Jesus, who wanted to redeem all people from sin. For the love in him brought the sacrifice. But love was I myself. Thus love redeemed the guilt, but this would not have been possible without an act of atonement which I could only accomplish in the shell of a human being who was capable and willing to suffer, who himself suffered immeasurably as compensation for the fallen one's guilt of sin. And therefore justice has not been bypassed. It was satisfied, and now my love could again become effective. It could give itself away and make the creatures immeasurably happy, because they were again without guilt, and that is why they can also unite with me again and be completely radiated through by my love, as it was in the beginning. And my love will not let up, and it will help everything that once had become sinful to voluntarily carry its guilt under the cross, to hand it over to Jesus, and thus my justice will not be circumvented and the being will nevertheless be released from its guilt, because love sacrificed itself, because in the man Jesus it declared its willingness to suffer and to die so that people will not punish the once fallen beings for their immeasurable sin. Did not need to suffer for their immense guilt of sin because they would have been eternally incapable of redeeming their sins and making the atonement for me, which Roman 1, as a righteous God, had to demand in order to grant the beings the beatitude again which my immense love wants to provide for them. The compensation for the great guilt must be created first, because my perfection cannot violate the lawful order. Every guilt must be redeemed, because this demands my justice. Amen.